www. WMFO Medford. Ending the April 14th, this day in history lesson for my Bubbles friends. I hope that you enjoyed the journey as much as I enjoyed teaching you, or maybe refreshing your memory on the events, both tragic and fantastic, that happened on this day, April 14th, throughout the various years and decades and what have you. Jackson 5 right there, I Want You Back. Single released in 1969 and became a number one hit for Motown in early 1970. Jackson 5 was one of Motown Records' biggest bands. A bit of that, the Four Tops, It's the Same Old Song. Great one, released in 1965. And kicking off the celebration of the birth of Motown Record Corporation on this day, April 14th, 1960, with Diana Ross and the Supremes, Come See About Me, written and recorded and released in 1964. Those three bands were pretty much the biggest bands in the 60s for Motown Records. All right, my friends. It is still me, Ryan D., and this is still Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you are still all of my amazing friends. It is that time, the time of the show, top of the hour, as Saturday slowly slips into Sunday. And as we had mentioned in our history lesson, that the Titanic had struck an iceberg, and that was off the coast of Newfoundland. And it had begun to sink, and it fully sank in it fully sank the next day on April 15th. So it is kind of, I guess, a fitting segue as Saturday turns into Sunday, and as Sunday on Bubbles in the Think Tank is our radio obituary. Maybe I'm going a little too dark on this. I don't know, but it kind of makes sense. So Radio Obituary starts right now. It's that time of the week where we say goodbye to those who have passed in the recent days and weeks, and sometimes months. I know that last week, Belinda had to play catch up on Radio Obituary. And I was going through the list of those who have passed. And, you know, Radio Obituary, it's not about, you know, just about musicians that have passed. It is about people who have made an impact on this world and the legacy they leave behind, however small or however big, everybody that, you know, has played here and that we represent, they've made an impact on someone's life. And it's fascinating to go through the individuals who have passed away and learn about them and know that maybe there's a good chance that you or someone here behind the mic on Bubbles in the Think Tank may be playing this song for the first time in many years. And I think it's a really great way that Belinda and the show honors these people who have made an impact. And even if it's not as strong an impact, or it's not felt everywhere, it's an impact nonetheless, right? And the music or what they've left behind, whatever they have created, whether it's film or television, or whether it's just their presence in your life, when that is gone, it is something to both mourn and to celebrate. So I'm always, this is always very, it's very sad, but it's also a very wonderful journey to get to learn about these individuals. Some of these, you know, people who I don't know until I put together the radio obituary. So I'm always really honored to be able to play songs based on people, individuals who have passed. It keeps their memory dear. I hope you feel that way as well. And I'm going to be personal for a moment, and I hope that you don't mind. My wonderful buddy of 16 years, his name was Moshi. He was a wonderful cat. He journeyed with me across the country. I adopted him in Denver in 2002. And he lived in Denver with me. He lived in Austin, Texas with me. He flew JetBlue Airlines with me. He sat in moving vans with me for hours and days on end. You know, and he ended up here with me and my wife here in Cambridge, in the Boston area. And he had a good life. You know, he was by my side for 16 years. And he passed away in our arms, in our home, this past Monday. I paid tribute to him on my show, The Music Savage Show, but I feel it necessary to do so again, and I hope that you'll oblige me because this is the Radio Obituary, and that means I get to type his name into Rivendell, which I was looking forward to and not looking forward to, but I'm going to play a few of the songs that I had played on The Music Savage Show because he was a good friend, and if you had all known him, you would have loved him as well. So this is a little tribute to my buddy Moshi, who crossed the Rainbow Bridge on Monday, kicking off Radio Obituary. He was named Moshi after a character in Where the Wild Things Are, a book I've been fascinated with, and a movie that I'm also in love with. And I have the character Moshi tattooed on my arm, and he was a wild thing. And so when the Where the Wild Things soundtrack came out, you know, I played that, and it just reminds me of him. So here is something from Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack in honor of my good buddy Moshi. Karen O and the kids.
You are now the king, and you will be a truly great king.
Oh, he looks good on him. Look, he looks great. A king.
King.
He looks perfect.
I'm a king.
He's king.
in honor of my little guy, Moshi, who was one of my bestest friends, one of my wife's bestest friends. His presence is sorely missed. But he was well loved, and I hope that he is sitting in the sunshine and eating his turkey somewhere beautiful. Thank you for allowing me to pay tribute to my little guy, kicking off Radio Obituary. All right, let's get back into it. Nathan Davis passed away. He was a jazz multi-instrumentalist, played tenor, baritone sax, bass clarinet, and flute. He passed away on April 8th at the age of 81. So let's pay tribute to Nathan Davis on Radio Obituary. celebrating the life of Nathan Davis, who was a multi-instrumentalist, a very talented one to say the least, who performed on his own and in many bands and collaborated with many, many famous musicians. And you just heard Nathan Davis quintet, The Flute in Blues, from the 1965 release titled Happy Girl. And up ahead of that, Nathan Davis Quintet with Bee's Blues from the band's also 1965 album. That's one thing I discovered about jazz musicians, especially in that era. They released album after album after album after album, usually sometimes in the same year. So Nathan Davis may be gone, but he left behind an amazing collection of music. Anyway, that Flute and Blues, I'm sorry, the Bee's Blues was from the Nathan Davis Quintet album, The Hip Walk. All right, let's celebrate some more people who left behind so much and who have passed away. The wonderful Yvonne Staples, member of the super famous Staples Singers. She passed away on April 10th at the age of 80. Now, the Staples Singers are responsible for some of the most incredible songs ever written and recorded. You know, Pop Staples and his daughters. They just created some amazing music. And one of my favorite musicians now is Mavis Staples. And I had the pleasure of seeing her live many times, as she is part of the whole Newport Folk Festival circuit. And her sister was just as awesome. Passed away 80 years old, but she was in the music business for most of her life. And can you imagine just doing something that you love for your entire life? Yeah, maybe there were some times that she didn't love it, I'm sure. But Staples Singers and the legacy that band and Yvonne leaves behind is incredible. And so let's pay honor to Yvonne Staples, again, who passed away on April 10th at the age of 80. Here is just a few great songs from that legendary band on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's an awful lot of doing it. I don't know what they're talking about. But whatever it is, they're doing it again. Staple Singers, let's do it again. I could have kept on playing the Staple Singers for the entirety. I was enjoying that set very much because I do love those songs. Let's do it again. Single written by Curtis Mayfield. And it is part of the soundtrack to the movie of the same name. And that was released in 1975. It was the Staple Singers' last major hit, which is incredible to me because they're still so relevant to have their last major hit be 1975. What are you going to do? They still made an impact, so I haven't had a major hit. So, you know, there you go. Up ahead of that, Staple Singers again. I'll Take You There, hit single released from the band in 1972. And celebrating the life of Yvonne Staples, member of the famous Staple Singers, who passed away April 10th at the age of 80. I kicked it off with Staple Singers, Respect Yourself, another hit song from 1971. And that appeared on their album, Be Attitude. Respect yourself. All right, the Radio Obituary is rolling along, and Bubbles in the Think Tank is slowly winding down. I've had a fantastic time behind this mic. I always do. And again, this is my seventh time hosting Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it is an honor to do so. It's an honor to be here and play this music for all of you out there. And thank you so much for keeping up on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page. So much great things going on and so many great images. I love it all. All right, let's get back into some more music. Here is someone that I discovered putting this list together. His name is Gyula Babos. He was a Hungarian jazz guitarist. And again, you know, these individuals, you know, I come across when I put these lists together, and it, just incredible the amount of talent that exists in this world. I would never have known about this this gentleman, and he has so much music, and he was pretty famous in Hungary. Thanks to the internet, you can probably hear it all. Anyway, here is something from Gyula Babos, a track called Nagi Alma. And I think you're going to enjoy it. And this is in honor of Gyula Babos, Hungarian jazz artist who passed away at the age of 68 on April 12th. celebrating the life of Gyula Babos, a Hungarian musician who passed away really actually very young, 68. Come on now. I played you a track called Anagi Alma from his 1988 album Kin Eshben. And he was a renowned Hungarian jazz guitarist, again, passed away at the age of 68 on April 12th. All right, we lost an amazing movie director just yesterday. He was responsible for some of my, my favorite films, including some of the music I'm going to play for you right now. The Czech-American film director Miloš Forman passed away yesterday, April 13th, at the age of 86, responsible for directing some of the finest movies, including One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Amadeus, People vs. Larry Flynt, so on and so forth. So I'm going to play you some music from the soundtrack to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in honor of Miloš Forman, again, who passed away yesterday at the age of 86. Here's the opening theme to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, you should revisit it. If you haven't seen it in a while, I mean, you should revisit it. Bubbles in the Think Tank, Radio Obituary.
You creep, you lunatics, mental defectives. Let's hear it for Blue Goose Randall back in action. my shirt chesaroo.
Look at the faces on you. Look at you. The Fiends Brigade, you ginglings. The Mental Defective League in formation. How are you, Nurse Ratched? I'm happy to be back.
We're happy to have you back, Randall.
Thank you.
Would you like to rest today, or would you like to join the group?
I'd love to join the group. I'm proud to join the group, Mildred.
How's it going, Mac?
Perfect, Billy boy, absolutely perfect. They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know, and I'm hot to trot. Next woman takes me on's gonna light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
Well, that's an amusing thought, Randall.
Thank
but
you.
When you came in, we were talking to Jim. He has a problem with his medication, and we'd like to get back to that.
Oh, I don't mind at all, Nurse Ratched. I'm gentle as a puppy dog, and please proceed. Thank you.
The administration was hopeful but cautious, right?
when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That little tiny mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worthy at all. We're just listening for his call.
Here I come to save the day.
Yeah.
REM, ending Bubbles in the Think Tank Radio Obituary, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That appears on their album Automatic for the People, but it was played because it also appears on the soundtrack to the 1999 movie Man on the Moon, directed by Milos Forman, starring Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman. Up ahead of that, Jack Nietzsche, Bus Ride to Paradise from the One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest soundtrack, a movie released in 1975, which won Milos Forman an Oscar. And the opening theme to One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest, which you are hearing again right now. I hope that you enjoyed